This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Notable players that have been granted permission to seek a trade this offseason so far: Harold Landry, Jonathan Allen, Cooper Kupp, and Deebo Samuel.
Which one of those four, if I said you could have one, who would you take?
Really?
Yeah.
Deebo.
It would be Deebo? Okay. All right.
You put Deebo with Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy?
Yeah. I was thinking Landry on the defensive end would be good too, you know? Yeah.
Deebo in that offense with Mahomes, he'd be your third option. Kelsey would be your fourth option. And then whatever running back you draft in the third round, which is loaded with like 15 to 20 running backs in this draft. Even Brett Veach had hinted about running backs in this draft.
Okay. So you're not going to go Cooper Kupp?
No, I mean, either one. I mean, I just think Deebo is more dynamic.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I saw a story yesterday, Debo's fat.
That means I'm morbidly obese.
he's out of shape, you know? I'm like, okay, now what are we doing here? But that's a hell of a list of four dudes that have been, you know, granted ability to seek a trade, right?
Right. Speaking of fat, did you see the coldest photo in sports in the new year?
Which one?
Dallas's general manager at the Lakers game last night against Luka.
No.
And it just shows Luka looking over, and he's sitting there just like a disgruntled look on his face, like, son of a buck.
Well, see, that like, triple double last night for Luka, it just goes to show you that these guys,
there's
a lot of times that they just dog it out there, right? You can just go out there and do a triple double against your old team. You need to be doing that every single night.
Speaking of someone who's fat, but fat, Jay Binkley joins us here on a Wednesday.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Wednesday, 6:45-ish. It's Jay Binkley time. Mr. Binkley, how are you loving this weather, man? It is full-on short season, my guy.
No, it really is. I had a fun time. I was at a Hoots Hollow yelling at these dudes that were in front of me. I wanted to smash their face in, man.
Oh, dude, it was so crazy, man. He was just like, it's like he found out the guy in front of him was like cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. He said, he's like, you're not a tough guy. I'll knock your teeth out. F you. Four consecutive times.
That's when somebody says they don't like a running back in the seventh round. That's Binkley's reaction.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I also was like in the mindset, like, if you're going to do all that talking, either do something about it or shut up.
That's right. And typically that person would get smoked.
Well,
oh yeah.
I think guy had like 5% body fat, was juiced out of his mind. But Binkley, we asked the poll question today. Who do you want to see the Chiefs bring back more, Trey Smith or Nick Bolton? What does Jay Binkley think of that?
Trey Smith. You got to bulk that offensive line, man. There's one thing you got to think about before anything. What helps Mahomes? It's Trey Smith.
Mm-hmm. And that's where that seems to be your like MO this offseason, Jay, has been, does this help Mahomes?
Yeah, that's the question, I think. And I remember sitting there, we did at Center Block a couple years ago, that draft night, and I'll never forget that Friday night. It's like, all right, this has got to be, we did our character concerns out there. It was like, this has got to be all about Mahomes. And that's when they drafted two offensive players in Rashee Rice and Wanya Morris, and that was it. Like that, a couple years ago, that was the only offensive guys they got. And I said, all right, tonight's the Mahomes night. You got to make it about him because, again, like I said, you know, you have that quarterback one time, you got to protect him. I definitely would go Trey Smith over Nick Bolton. I like Nick Bolton a lot, but
right.
Let's face it, what helps the team more?
Yeah, we're talking with Jay Binkley. Your birthday is coming up next week, Jay, so on Tuesday of week next, it is your birthday. What do you want to see the Chiefs kind of accomplish at this combine for your birthday? What would be the perfect birthday gift for you?
You know, it's going to be fun. I think Thursday is going to be a lot of fun. That's when the defensive linemen do their drills and stuff, and we'll see what we see at the combine. The combine is watered down a tad bit at this point, but looking forward to that, and I'll be doing the nights that night, so I'll be able to recap what went on that day in the defensive line. But I want to see the Chiefs really work on defensive line, corner, because I think that's what they're going to go in the first round, and definitely wide receivers.
So you think they're going
wide receiver,
corner in the first round?
I had them going. We had them going corner in the first round, only because of the quality of player. It would be a stretch, I think, to get a wide receiver sitting there at 31. What can you get at 31? Quality player, it's a corner or a defensive lineman, because they definitely could utilize those type of guys. But it comes down, usually I'm like best player in the position of need, but it would be a stretch to grab anybody outside of that, because I do think you can get a really nice day one player on defense at 31.
Where does the combine rank on Jay Binkley's offseason ladder of importance when it comes to free agency? You get the schedule release, you get combine. Where does the combine rank for you, Binkley, when it comes to the information that you and Unicero do for your Character Concerns podcast?
I love it. It did mean a lot more a couple years ago when we did it, because then it became, all right, let's look at what these guys ran in the 40 and stuff like that. But more and more guys are opting out of it. You know, like Austin Jeanty, the running back from Boise State's not going to participate in on-the-field workouts at the combine. Shedeur Sanders not going to work out at the combine. More and more guys are doing it. Matter of fact, last year only one quarterback ran the 40-yard dash. That was it. And guys are cherry-picking what they're doing. Either they're really good at the broad jump, they're doing that, or they're doing the vertical. And they wait for the pro days. Like the pro days have replaced basically the combine as far as or got a lot of guys do their workouts, and, you know, they go back, they play with their friends, you're able to throw to your players on your team at your pro day, and you feel comfortable. That's great and all, but I want to see players when they're not comfortable. I want to see players get used to, you know, throwing to guys they're not used to doing. I know that kind of goes against the chemistry aspect, but when you go to an NFL team, you're going to be playing with guys that you're not accustomed to, that aren't, you know, you don't wake up in your own bed. You know, you're sitting there up at training camp and getting used to new players. So I'd rather see that. But the pro days have really replaced that. The combine has really become about the interviews and trying to impress people. Yes, the depth, those guys do run, like, which is important for the mid-round picks and late-round picks. A lot of the first-rounders really cherry-pick what they do. And yeah, so it's a little bit different. I do enjoy the combine. I will watch every second of it, to be honest with you, but it is watered down because the pro days have really replaced a lot of that.
You know, and this is an important time for Brett Veach, too. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that could be had via trade, but that means you have to give up draft picks. He's so good at drafting players and can, you know, kind of building this roster through the draft. Why do you think he has so much success in that, Jay?
The talent evaluation, and you look at that front office, it's the one part of this team that's been grabbed. People have gone out, like Mike Borgonzi, the assistant GM, going to the Titans. It's, you know, Chris Ballard, John Dorsey, Brett Veach, all three of those guys were GMs in the NFL at the same time, and they all came from this tree. Ryan Poles in Chicago comes out of this tree. So it's the one area, even though people really aren't cherry-picking the coaching staff for this team, they are the front office. Like, the front office does that because of how good they are and how good Brett Veach is, you know, sitting there and finding a Kareem Hunt, you know, watching, you know, Mac football, even though he's an SEC scout with the Eagles when he came here, which, you know, you don't become SEC scout unless you're probably the best, because they've had more players drafted than anybody, but that's what he did in Philadelphia. And Brett Veach just knows what to do. And as far as rebuilding the team, like I said before, my favorite quote ever is when he held up that Lombardi after the Super Bowl 57 win against the Eagles, and he said, this is what a rebuild looks like. And, you know, he built that team. a seventh-round running back in Isaiah Pacheco. The Chiefs did not have a ton of money to go spend in free agency, but he did it through the draft. I mean, you look at that draft 2 years ago, it was unbelievable. Guys are playing all over the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, there's going to be some misses, but that's what happens. I mean, every GM is going to have misses. And I remember 2 years ago, they went to camp. 21 of the 22 guys that they drafted, of the previous 22 draft picks, 21 of them were still on the team, either on the practice squad or the roster. And that's insane. And, yeah, other teams might be able to say that, but the Chiefs had won the Super Bowl, and they had that many draft picks on the team. They are careful what they do. You know, Sky Moore obviously didn't work out. Rashee Rice did. Xavier Worthy did. But when you're taking one wide receiver, you got to be right. And he's been right the last couple of draft picks, even though that's what he does. And the other thing that he does, I think, is consult with people. Like Steve Spagnuolo is the defensive back guy. And what he supposedly does with Andy Reid is, he said it on McAfee a couple years ago, is he gives Andy Reid a handful of guys and says, all right, these are probably, don't look at all the guys. You know, kind of look at these. These are kind of the guys we're looking for, and give your advice. So a good general manager seeks advice of others, and Brett Veach was always that guy as a scout that the GM kind of relied on, and he liked his voice heard. You always hear Andy Reid talking about how Brett Veach would stump for somebody, and he wouldn't shut up about a guy, and that's all I wanted to talk about is the draft picks. And he does that, I feel, with the scouts that he has, that he listens to them. He doesn't just, in my opinion, the only one that matters. No, he listens to other people, and I think that that's what makes him successful.
Well, Binkley, that is a good quote, but this one's better.
It's a big bundle of suck dust, man.
I'm glad you're not a leap year baby. You get to actually have your birthday next week.
Yeah.
And what do you got coming up on the Character Concerns podcast next week with you and Unicero?
It's going to be a full review of the Combine. This week we looked at some of the players that we'd be watching at the Combine, and we'll talk about the numbers, if they do things, or the size, because that's the thing, too. You know, guys are listed at 6'3 and 6'2, and they get to the Combine, and they're 6 footers.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6'1", so that stuff does make a difference. So we'll go over a lot of the numbers and the who stood out at the Combine and who didn't.
No doubt about it. Jack Caglione, 6'5", 250. Love that guy as well. So, Binkley, it is baseball season, combine season. It is Jay Binkley season.
Rumor season.
Yeah, there you go. So, Binkley, take care. Enjoy the weather. And try not to kick anybody's ass on the golf course.
Yeah, that's right, man. But, hey, they can't have 2 balls, man. You play one.
Okay.
One.
Fair enough. They were playing quick.
Man, I don't disagree.
Jay Binkley, take care, buddy.
All right, guys.